His story is light. His story, history. God's story is light. God is light. God is love. God is life. Isn't that wonderful? May I ask you to do a strange thing? But you're not to continue doing this, please. Shut your eyes. Just shut your eyes, okay? Now, with your eyes shut, what can you see? Nothing. Nothing at all. No light. You see, light, sunlight gives life to human beings, to plants, to animals, to birds, to the seas. Sunlight gives light to everything. We cannot do without it. We cannot do without God either, because his story is light. As you keep your eyes shut, I'm going to pray a prayer which I think most of us know. Let's say it in our hearts. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may open your eyes. This world is in spiritual darkness. You've just been in darkness for a few moments. But this world is spiritual darkness. But we can see in the Bible that God is light. God is light. And we heard just a few moments ago how God created light. He was there right in the beginning. God is the originator, the inventor of light. The God who is light created light. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. You know, and God said too, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night." So not only did God make the sun, is he the creator of the sun, but he also made the moonlight. Romantic for some. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. You know, God is light. We don't understand. As we open our eyes, it's like opening the windows and the shutters of a house, and we let the light come in. But as we let the spiritual light of God come into our eyes, into our hearts, into our lives, we discover God is light in a most remarkable way. What about searchlight? You remember the story of the children of Israel as they came out of Egypt, and they were led by a pillar of cloud, and they were also led by a pillar of fire at night time. God put that cloud there. God put that fire there. God is light. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light, so they should travel by day or night. They were searching out for the promised land, and God was giving them the light. They said to Moses, no, we'll leave that one. Then, as they got into the desert, they came and discovered holy light. Remember Mount Sinai? The people gathered around about. Moses was going up on the mountain. But God said through Moses to the people, "Stay down here. Put markers around the mountain so that no one shall go up. For I am holy." And then we read, when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain smoke, they trembled with fear. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire. Indeed, the people of Israel said to Moses, Speak to us yourself and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us or we will die. The people feared God in the correct way. They believed in that God is a God of power, a God of light, a God of life. In our reading this morning, we read from Psalm 119 and verse 105. Do you remember those words? You won't get them there. Yes, you will. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate upon it all day long. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Any of you who have been Scripture Union supporters for years will know that that is the verse which Scripture Union based their work upon. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God wants to illuminate you and me, to fill us with his light, because God is light. It's a bit of a difficult thing to understand, but God wants to fill us with his being. What about firelight? Remember the story in Daniel of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace? They were punished by King Nebuchadnezzar because they would not bow down to a golden image 90 feet high, which Nebuchadnezzar had made. They refused to worship it. They just wanted to worship God. And then, because of that, they were put bound into a fiery furnace. And then we see that God was with them. We're told that God was with them in the form of a son of man. You know, those words, son of man, were words which Jesus himself picked up and said that he is the son of man. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him. No other God can save this way. You believe that? Can I say, I believe we are so subjected to the use of light in our modern society, especially electric light. What would we do if the television screen wasn't lit up, the mobile phone wasn't lit up, if the traffic lights didn't work, if the lights in our house didn't work, if there was no electric light at airports? We need light all the time, don't we? So many of our modern gadgets depend upon a red light, a green light, or something. Light governs our life. But there is darkness too. Real darkness and spiritual darkness. And God wants to be our light. What about starlight then? I think it's wonderful that God sent a light to show people, to lead people to Jesus, who is the light of the world. The star the wise men followed for miles and miles, which they had seen in the east, and they followed until they came right to Bethlehem. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They had said to Herod, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? We've come to worship him." They knew that that light meant the birth of a king who should be worshipped. And they were right. Jesus Christ. Sunlight, I haven't spelled it wrongly, or I have really, but sunlight, the Son of God. And there he spoke to his disciples over 3 years and to so many other people, teaching them simply that I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's a tremendous promise for a man to say. But you see, Jesus was totally human, but yet totally the Son of God. I am the light of the world. He went on to say, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God. Ronnie was praying a few moments ago for there to be constant reconciliation between peoples, between warring factions. But honestly, don't you think the only way that that can possibly come is when men and women are filled with the light and the life and the love of God and are prepared to love and to forgive and to serve God. What about God light? In order to sort of put his imprint upon who Jesus Christ was, Jesus was allowed to take three disciples up the Mount of Transfiguration to be with him. And there he was transfigured. His whole form was changed. We read this. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Matthew says, dazzling white. A bright cloud enveloped them, and that the voice from the cloud said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. Oh, how many people will not listen to Jesus Christ, who by the whole of the Old Testament and the whole of the New Testament shows himself to be the Son of God, to be the light of the world, that will lead them from darkness into the light of life. God spoke to Moses in a cloud and light up on a mountain. And God now spoke to those three disciples with that dazzling brilliance of Christ. Listen to him. Night light. You may think of a night light as something which guards you at night time, which sort of you keep so that the children don't get spooked. But light is remarkable. On the day of Jesus' death, on the cross at Calvary, because Jesus is God's own Son, only Son, God, as it were, turned out the light of the sun. As Jesus died there, it was now about the sixth hour, midday, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining. Jesus, the light of the world, was put to death. But that was not to be the end. What a great God we have. God is light. God is love. Because there was sunrise. Yes, sunrise. Again, I've spelt it purposely, O-N. Because the Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rose again at dawn on Easter day. He rose from the darkness of the tomb to light and to give eternal life to all men and women who will put their trust in him. Even the angels told the women who went there when it was still dark and came to the tomb, they said, he is not here. He is risen, and their clothes gleamed like lightning. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Early, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Woman, she said, why are you crying? Jesus simply answered, Mary. See the light there? The light of understanding at last. Master Rabboni, you've risen. The Son of God has risen. What about spotlight? We use those a lot in our modern days, don't we? Saul was met by Jesus as he traveled along a road to Damascus. He was going to Damascus to persecute Christians. And we read, suddenly a light from heaven, that's where light comes from heaven, flashed around Paul. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you? Saul asked. I am Jesus, he replied. Saul's life was changed right around. He lost his sight that day. He lost his sight for 3 days. You've just tried for 3 seconds or 30 seconds. He lost his sight for 3 days. But then Ananias came, sent by God, to pray for brother Saul. He received his sight and he received the commission to go and to take the light of the gospel of Christ to all nations. And he did. And he became the greatest missionary of the New Testament. God spotted him and lit him up for life. What about heaven's light? We're nearly at the end. But yet, we're still at the beginning of life. Let's finish with this final book of Revelation. The beauty and wonders of heaven are all revealed by heavenly light. God is seen in his heaven brilliantly. The writer, St. John, can't describe it more brightly. And the last two chapters tell us of something absolutely wonderful about the city of God, heaven, to which all who believe in Jesus Christ and love him are promised to go. They say this, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. There will be no more night. The Lord will give them light. I've tried to say during this sermon that God, although we find it difficult to understand, he is light. He is the originator of light. But he is the light which lightens up our hearts and our minds and gives us life. He who follows me, said Jesus, will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Lastly, returning light. Returning light. Jesus promises to return to this world again in light. Every eye shall see him, and every knee shall bow because of the light right the way around our globe. And he will return to take home to his city of heaven all of us who have made him our Lord. All of us who have said, I love you, Jesus. All of us who have said, thank you for dying for me. All of us who have said, thank you for rising again and for forgiving me. All of us who have said, I'm ready to come with you to heaven. All of us who have said, I have tried to serve you and to obey you and to love you in the power of your Spirit. Are you going to be one of those taken to be with Christ in heaven when he comes again? He loves you so much. He's died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. It's my 59th birthday tomorrow. You'll say, he looks more than 59. He's got his old age pension. 59 years ago tomorrow, I was born again. I became a Christian. I let the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart, into my mind, and into my life. And I've never looked back. And I'm ready for when Christ returns again in returning light. Move it on, could you? The battery's gone, I think. Josh, there we are. Jesus said, "For as lightning that comes from the east is visible in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. My words will never pass away." Are you looking forward to heaven? I am. You've heard me say from this rostrum several times, I'm dying to get there. I really am. So we understand these things. God is love. Jesus is light. The Spirit is life. Wow. I learned a chorus as a child. It was this. Oh, that will be glory for me. Glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory. Be glory for me. We can only look, we can only see, because God is love, Jesus is light, and the Spirit is life. Do you believe that? I do. Let's pray. Make this prayer yours. Dear Lord Jesus, I see you are the Son of Man, the Son of God. You are the way, the truth, and the life. I come to you. I believe in you. I ask you to forgive my sins. Come into my heart today and into my mind and light up my life. You who are the light of the world. In Jesus' name, amen.